Good morning and welcome. If you're a visitor for the first time, we're delighted to see you. Today, we have three services, and you're welcome to all of them. Tea and coffee will be served around the services. Pastoral news. Bron Robinson's father has died. Please remember Bron and her family in your prayers. This week, as we approach 100 years since the end of the First World War, the Wednesday service will be in the foyer with a focus on remembrance. And on Thursday, there will be an armistice commemoration in words and music here at 12:30. Next Sunday's service of remembrance will be followed by our church meeting. Yesterday, Carol Clack gave a demonstration of her art and sold some of the paintings, and over £200 was raised for this church. There are still paintings for sale, and the prices are marked. And we need to give thanks for Carol's generosity and her skills. The Practical Philosophy Group, who meet here, is it weekly? Weekly, have decorated the crosses that were made at the church weekend. So do take a look at them, and they are on the coffee bar. I have a reminder that Church News is now unnamed and that they are in the box in the vestibule. So if you didn't take a copy last week, please take one home with you. The prayer books for 2019 are now available, and they cost £6.50. And Olive, can you pop your hand up? Olive will manage the sale of them. And thank you very much. And finally, Denise.
Last week I told you a little bit about the alternative Christmas card, and this week, as promised, in your service sheet you will find an envelope that looks like this. Okay. Now you may know that we produce an alternative Christmas card which we publish just before Christmas, which contains the greetings from everyone who has participated. So if that's your choice, it does save you writing lots of Christmas cards for your church friends. And it's also a nice thing to keep year on year, to see all the greetings in there from people you know. We usually raise in the region of about £1,000 for Christian Aid for this. So it's a good fundraiser. In the pack, you will find a small white label, sort of like this, which you put your greeting on. Could you press nice and hard with it, so that it, because obviously it's got to be reproduced. And also, make sure you write on the right side. it does stretch just a little bit if it's not done like that. There's also a Christian Aid envelope. Pop your cheque or your cash in there. The cheques are payable to Christian Aid. And please, if you're a UK taxpayer, this little slip is really, really important, because it means we get back 25% of what you give to give to Christian Aid. So it's really, really worthwhile. Pop the two things back in the envelope, stick it down if you can, and then either give it to me or Barbara. Mum, will you put your hand up? And you have until the 25th of November to do that. So that's from this week, for the whole of November, if you'd give us your packs back. If you need a spare one, just ask us and we'll give that to you. Thank you very much.
Just to amplify something that Denise has said, next Sunday, after the morning worship, we will have a church meeting. We will deal with any business we've got to deal with as quickly as possible. But the thing that we're going to do and give a bit of time to is I'm going to tell you something about my walking experiences.
Here we gather For we are people who aim to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and daily aim to love our neighbour as we love ourselves. We join to sing, Be Thou My Vision. Join to pray. Let us pray. As the Israelites listened to Moses, so may we be people who open our hearts to hear God's word. As people of his time listened to Jesus, may we have hearts that are open to your teaching, O God. For you are God of all time and all people, and we thank you for your words that have been passed down through the ages, words of wisdom, words of life, words of blessing. But we ask that you would forgive us for those times when we have allowed our beliefs to distance us from our neighbours. When what we say we believe has not led to love and to depth of relationship, forgive us. Help us to be people who care as you care, serve as you have served. And the Lord says that our sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Dahi, do you mind coming and giving me a hand? This morning, when we go out to the hall, we're going to be thinking about rules, how we need rules in our lives, what they are, and most importantly, what rules Jesus gave us. But I thought we might have a little bit of fun with a game that, well, all games need rules. But do you know Simon Says? Right. So, stand up, children, and we'll explain to the grown-ups that you're told to do something, but you must only do it if the teacher or the grown-up starts with Simon Says, jump up and down or whatever. If you don't hear Simon Says, you have to carry on what you're doing. So, can you hop? Can you hop on one leg? Simon Says, hop on one leg. Simon says, stop. Simon says, hop on the other leg. Stop. Oh, well done, Dahi. All right, Simon says, stop. One more. Can you spin round? Go round in a circle. Turn round, like this. Oops. Simon says, turn round. Oh, come on, you can do it faster than that. Go on, keep going, keep going. Stop. Oh, Simon says stop. Well done. You can sit down. I wonder how the grown-ups would be. Do you think they could do Simon Says? Now, I'm not going to make you do anything very drastic, but if you could just put one hand up and wave. You don't have to. If you don't want to, that's fine. I've got one volunteer. Good. Have a wave. Wave. Come on, you can wave. Simon says, wave your hands. Sorry, I forgot. Simon says, stop. Now, shake your hands like Simon says. Shake your hands like this. Simon says, stop. Shake the other hand. I caught one or two out. Simon didn't say. Simon says, put your hands down. After the next hymn, we shall go out and talk more about rules.
So we're joined to sing, I Love the Sun. Big sister's in charge. It's always true. So Jesus is now in Jerusalem preparing for the Passover, and he continues to attract the attention of the authorities who want to hear what he's got to say. John Fisher will read what Jesus says in conversation with the scribe about the most important rules.
The Great Commandment. A teacher of the law was there who heard the discussion. He saw that Jesus had given the Sadducees a good answer, so he came to him with a question. Which commandment is the most important of all? Jesus replied, "The most important one is this. Listen, Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second most important commandment is this: love your neighbor as you love yourself. There is no other commandment more important than these two." The teacher of the law said to Jesus, "Well done, teacher. It is true, as you say, that only the Lord is God, and that there is no other God but He. And man must love God with all his heart, and with all his mind, and with all his strength. And he must love his neighbor as he loves himself. It is more important to obey these two commandments than to offer animals and other sacrifices to God." Jesus noticed how wise his answer was, and so he told him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After this, nobody dared to ask Jesus any more questions.
So let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our Lord and you are our Redeemer. Amen. The first thing that comes up in this passage is the truth. A challenging truth to those who are of a more intellectual persuasion. Sometimes we have to admit that a question is not actually designed to get a true answer. A question is designed so that somebody will say something and fall into a trap. A question is designed so that I can come up with my story on the same subject. So I, one stage when I was on my walk, I met somebody. I was just walking and this bloke said, "Oh, who are you? What are you doing?" And I just gave him a minute of what I was up to. And the reason he asked me the question is because he wanted to tell me that he'd walked the Pennine Way. Marvellous. He didn't give a stuff what I was doing or what about me, but he wanted to tell another human being about the fact he was walking, he had walked the Pennine Way. God bless him. And that happens all the time. The interesting thing about this story is that the man finished, the Sadducee finishes it with saying that he recognizes the truth and says, "Well done, teacher." He hears Jesus say what he says and he affirms him. The second thing that is a challenge, which is a challenge to those who would describe themselves as simple believers, I just read the Bible and follow Jesus people, is that he says, in his quoting of the scriptures, he quotes what we would call the Old Testament in his reply, and he says that you are to love the Lord your God with your mind. Heart, soul, yeah, I get that. But your mind. What are you studying? Are you learning more? Are you critically thinking? To love God with your mind. To the question. Love is the most important thing there is, says Jesus. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And then love your neighbor as you love yourself. These are not thoughts that are original to Jesus. The quotes from the Old Testament. What really matters? And Jesus says, that you would put all of yourself into loving God. All of yourself. And then, that journey into holiness, which is what putting all of yourself into loving God means, does not separate you from the people round about you. It doesn't, you do hear it sometimes, families talking about somebody who's a person of faith and how that, you know, they come to religion and therefore relationships have been squashed. And you wonder whether they've read this scripture. And you certainly wonder sometimes in the way that some Christians behave towards others that they've heard these two texts. To love the Lord your God and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. But let's take it on a stage. Do you remember who Jesus is talking about when he says that you are to love your neighbor? He's not talking about the people that are the same race as you. When you think about his teaching the Good Samaritan and Jesus' view on the Samaritans, that despised gang around him. He's talking about the love for the outsider as well, the love for the foreigner. Our first love is God, and that love changes everything, including the way that you behave. Every attitude that you have, and that love is real, but the bit that sometimes we miss is that it requires effort. It is not easy. So let's be blunt. There are people that we would rather love than other people. Just how it is. There are people who look like me, I value, value the things that I value, middle-aged, white British people, are, of course, the cream of the crop. And every time that demon rises in me, then I have to go into myself and pull out the sword that Jesus has given me and chop it, because it is not how he thinks. It is not how it is, and to chop such thoughts requires effort. It requires me to use my mind to challenge myself. If I find myself wandering around such paths of racial bigotry and small-minded British isolationism. Is what I am thinking what Jesus, the Jew, would think? Is what I am reading helping me to develop as a Christian, or is it narrowing my worldview and has nothing to do with the love of God? Is what comes out of my mouth in view of the other, those who are younger than me, those who are older than me, those who view the gospel differently from me, who see life in a different way to mine, do these people, as they hear it, understand something about following Jesus and me being a person who loves Jesus with my whole heart? Or do they just hear me talking socially acceptable mumbo-jumbo? This requires effort, and it is Monday morning Christianity. It doesn't line up with any political party. It flows from a heart transformed by the Holy Spirit. It acknowledges our own sin and, of course, our lazy way of thinking. Our desire to sit by cool waters of fixed thoughts and settled ideas. So why does the Sadducee ask the question? Why do we ask questions? The answer is simple. Because with God, there is more to know. Questions are great if you actually want the answer. With God, there is more to know. But why do that? Why want to know more about God? Again, the answer is simple. Because we want to be part of making the world a better place for people to be together in. And that's all people. For all people are people for whom Jesus died. Let us be silent together, and then we will pray. We pray for those who have nobody who listens to them, because people think they are not worthy of the time. Lord, we pray. Those the people walk past every day, we pray for those who have nobody to share their deepest feelings with, their anxiety and their fear. And we pray for those who are taking on large amounts of information and have to deal with things very quickly and make snap decisions and move into action. For people in work situations, for those in the medical professions. And we pray for those who have an anxiety that actually their ability to listen and to assimilate information is waning. And we pray for those who found out things that others will not want to hear. And to find ways to tell their truth. Gracious Lord, we thank you that you want to hear. So we pray for those people and situations that weigh heavily upon us. And we pray for ourselves. Help us, Lord Jesus, to be people who love you with our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. And our neighbor as ourself. Lord, we pray. Amen. So let us continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. We offer our lives. We offer ourselves, our desire to be shaped by you and to be better. We offer as a symbol money, bread, wine. Use these gifts. Pour out your spirit upon them. Lord, we pray. Amen. We join together to sing the hymn, which you'll find at number 438, An Upper Room Did Our Lord Prepare. Faith is not climbing up to heaven to bring Jesus down. It is not fathoming the deepest truths of thought and meaning to bring Jesus up. There is no need to travel to find him. We need not cross vast oceans or vast expanses of the mind. Jesus is here, right now, and extending an invitation to each one of us. Let us pray. Lord our God, we praise you from the bottom of our hearts that we are welcome at your table. We praise you for your power at work in us, changing our attitudes, giving us hope and courage, making us certain of forgiveness and giving us strength to go on. We praise you for what we see in the cross of Christ, love triumphant, where the world has done its worst, love triumphant, where despair has conquered hope and death has put out life, love triumphant, where there is no help, no joy, no promise of fulfillment. God, we praise you for the paradox of your glory. Thanks be to God. Amen. The Lord Jesus, at table with his friends, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in memory of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." As Jesus, at an ordinary meal with his friends, gave thanks, so let us too give thanks. Let us pray. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. He took bread, blessed, broke it. "This is my body," he said. "It is broken for you." He took wine, poured out, blessed, and shared it with them. "This is my blood," he said. "It is shed for you." The body of Christ. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Living God, we praise you for your goodness, which will not be defeated, for your love, which will never be withdrawn, for your power, which does not rest but goes on creating, bringing good out of evil and life out of death. Only you, Lord, can give meaning and purpose to our lives. Thank you that we have received from your table a reminder of your sacrifice for us. And may we offer to you the lives that we have in response. All praise to you, O living God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. We join to sing, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You, 474. Peace, to love and to serve the Lord, and the blessing of God the Almighty, the Creator, the Son, and the Spirit be with us and those who we love, wherever they are. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you.